Well, we're really cranking along here, going through the New Testament, doing an overview of the New Testament. We started doing this at the beginning of the year, and we're all the way up to 1 Peter. Now, this letter from Peter to us was to offer encouragement and perspective to suffering Christians everywhere. He especially sent this letter to those of his day and time that were scattered throughout the Roman Empire because of persecution. The Christian church today is under persecution, and I think it's important that we hear what Peter has to say. I always liked Peter because he was always accused of getting his foot in his mouth, and I have some of those same challenges sometimes. But Peter used several images in this book that were very special to him because Jesus had used them when he revealed certain truths to Peter. For example, Peter's name, which means rock or stone, had been given to him by Jesus. And in this letter, Peter describes the church as being made up of living stones with Jesus as the foundation. Especially in our day and time right now, it's really easy to get discouraged, isn't it? Especially when things are not going what we would call our way. Oh, we don't have enough money to pay the bills, and our children don't seem to be doing this or doing that, or they're not in school because of the COVID thing, the market is down, and whoa, boom, whoa, whoa. Well, disinteresting relationships can also be discouraging. It's hard, especially with things in now, and we've been cooped up in our homes and not able to do the things that we normally do for the last 6-8 weeks. Family, friends, church families, neighbors, business associates, we want the bonds that hold us together. Keep holding us together. And when they don't, discouragement sets in. Now, Peter, the encourager, reminds Christians that even persecution need not be feared if we know Jesus Christ. This letter is a manual on how Christians should live in the face of persecution. Disinteresting relationships, discouragement, suffering. It's a note of encouragement. That's one of the reasons that I wanted to be able to do this overview of the New Testament, so that you can see our biblical mandate is to encourage one another in the faith. Now, Peter wrote this letter just before that cruel Emperor Nero began his intense persecutions of Christians in Rome and then throughout the entire empire. Peter knew what it was like to be afraid for his life. For as the disciple of Jesus, he had denied knowing him 3 times, if you remember, in John 18. Now, having learned to stand firm in this evil world, he could encourage other Christians who were facing persecution for their faith. Now, it's helpful to remember that Christ himself was persecuted, wounded, and even crucified. No one wants to be hurt. But when we are, it's encouraging to remember the wounded Jesus and the comfort and the security that he offers us in the midst of our own difficulties. As I mentioned last week or down Heritage Sunday, Jesus is your ticket to heaven. Call on him now for your reservation. But as Christians, even hurting Christians, we strive for holiness, abandoning ugly sins that had choked our spiritual life. Even in tough times like this, Christians should live Christ-like lives, imitating Christ in our relationship. Husbands and wives should learn to be able to encourage one another and to work with one another. Employers and employees, fellow Christians and neighbors. And you will find the notes of encouragement in this little book of 1 Peter. It will not remove the source of your discouragement for sure, any more than it did for those who Peter wrote to. But what it does do, it helps us understand a little better why we suffer, and helps to see that a suffering Christ is a privilege, and it tells us how the suffering Christ refines our faith and shows us the hope that all believers have. Our suffering will one day end when we are ushered into God's heavenly kingdom. That's the promise of the blessed hope of eternal life. 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 3, I want to share a little bit of the scripture with you up through verse 7. All honor to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, For it is His boundless mercy that God has given us the privilege of being born again. Now we live with a wonderful expectation because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for His children, and is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And God in His mighty power will protect you until you receive this salvation, because you're trusting in Him, and it will be revealed on the last day for all to see. So truly be glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead, even though it is necessary for you to endure many trials for a while. These trials are only to test your faith, to show that you are strong and pure. It's being tested like gold is purified and silver is purified, and your faith is far more precious to God than gold or silver. Amen. Well, you know, we are in a time of testing right now, and suffering can lead to like three responses sometimes. We have to be careful of it. And we can seek to avoid discomfort at all costs, fleeing the accusatory people, the tormentors, and we can cry out in despair, "Why, God, why is this happening to me? Why is all this stuff going on today that is such a challenge?" Both of them are natural and understanding responses, but neither of them lead to an experience of God. Now we have a third choice. Peter said, is allowing God to redeem our suffering by using it to purify and deepen our faith. And may God, or may not, suffer into our lives. But He certainly wants to redeem our pain. That's the most important thing. I'm not saying that God causes pain, because He don't. It's just like when we do the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, and that's the devil, and He does do that. Jesus will do all, and that we are no longer victims, but people in the process of becoming holier and stronger as time goes on. You might have heard me say this before. In this world, Jesus said, you're going to have trials and tribulations, but fear not, for I've overcome the world. So you're going to have challenges. You're going to have situations in this life, but you'll be able to overcome them through the grace of God. You know why? Because He wants well-trained saints in heaven. So this testing and these challenges that we have will go on for all of your life. Because whenever you're ready to enter into the kingdom of God, God said, oh, well-trained saints, come on up. I need you to help me set up my kingdom. When I come back, I need your help. That is such a blessing. Amen. So to get rid of all malicious behavior and deceit, just don't pretend to be good. Be done with hypocrisy and jealousy and backstabbing. You must crave pure spiritual milk so that you can grow into the fullness of your salvation. Cry out for this nourishment as a baby cries out for milk. Now that you've had a taste of the Lord's loving kindness. Amen. Well, it's a wonderful time to do these little overviews of the Bible. And in second chapter 2 of 1 Peter, and down in verse 4, it says this, come to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by the people, but He is precious to God who chose Him. Little lighthearted testimony today. I tell people that my last name, which is Wrightstone, is a very unique name. But how I came to this name was that my name used to be Leftstone. And then I met Jesus Christ, who is the chief cornerstone. He changed my heart and gave me a new name, and I became the right stone. Well, I hope and pray that everybody knows God in a personal way through Jesus Christ. But as you study the scriptures and you understand a little bit more what the end is. It's like I said into the youth message in Genesis, if you don't understand how it all began, you certainly won't understand how it will end. So if you start at Genesis and then you go through the Bible and you look at all the things, you can see that we truly do end in the end. Well, God bless you, and hope and pray you're having a good day, and hope to see you in church sometime soon. God bless.